A World Lost by Wendell Berry. This audio recording was produced in 2009 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This production was recorded by arrangement with Counterpoint Press and was originally published in English as A World Lost, copyright 2008 by Wendell Berry, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. A World Lost by Wendell Berry. 1. It was early July, bright and hot. I was staying with my grandmother and Grandfather Catlett. My brother Henry, who might have been there with me, we often made our family visits together, was at home at our house down at Hargrave. For several good and selfish reasons, I did not regret his absence. When we were apart, we did not fight. We did not have to decide who would get what we both wanted. We did not have to trump up disagreements just to keep from agreeing. The day would come when there would be harmony between us and we would be allies. But we had many a trifle to quarrel over before then. Uncle Andrew, who often ate dinner at Grandma Catlett's, was at work up on the river at Stoneport, as he had been for a week already. He had refused to take me with him. This was in the summer of 1944, when I was 9, nearly 10. The war had made building materials scarce. My father and Uncle Andrew, along with Uncle Andrew's buddies, Jaeger Stump and Buster Sims...